Two of the nation's best-known Republicans had their first face-to-face meeting yesterday. California's governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger met with President Bush in Riverside, California, east of Los Angeles. Schwarzenegger then introduced the president when he spoke later in San Bernardino. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the meeting was more important for symbol than for substance.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has said a number of times that he plans to ask President Bush for a lot of favors to help California solve its budget and economic problems. But at a news conference yesterday, he said that during their meeting he made no specific requests, that it wasn't the right time.
I thought that the first meeting ought to be just about getting to know one another and building a relationship of mutual trust and, that we both are having the same goals, which is to help the state of California.
But just because the meeting wasn't terribly substantive, that doesn't mean it wasn't important.
Both of these men need each other very, very badly, but for very different reasons.
Dan Schnur is a Republican consultant and the former spokesman for California's previous Republican governor, Pete Wilson.
President Bush is going to be looking to Governor Schwarzenegger for a lot of help politically in terms of a re-election campaign next year, particularly the state of California, but in other parts of the country as well. Governor-elect Schwarzenegger, for his part, is going to be looking to Washington and to the president in particular for financial assistance to help the state get out of its budget mess.
But there may be a limit to how much help California can expect from the federal government, says Tim Ransdell, executive director of the nonpartisan California Institute for Federal Policy Research. First, he says, the federal government, like California, is facing a record budget deficit.
Beyond that, there is the fact that there are 49 other states vying for these same federal dollars. Many of those states are in budget crisis as well, so there'll be many competing geographic entities searching for the same dollars that California wants and really desperately needs.
Ransdell says there are some federal programs that President Bush could enhance or restore that would benefit California. But even if the president can come through for the nation's newest Republican governor, it's not certain how much Schwarzenegger can do to help Mr. Bush capture California's 55 electoral votes next year. Bruce Kane is the director of the Institute of Governmental Studies at the University of California at Berkeley. He says that while the president was beaten badly here in 2000, Schwarzenegger's victory has given the Bush campaign hope for the next time around.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, for the moment, seems to have the confidence of moderate Democrats, independents, and moderate Republicans. And that's a constituency that I think George Bush would like to win back if he at least entertains the idea of winning in California. You can't win just with conservative Republicans.
At the same time, says Kane, there are potential liabilities for the president in getting too close to Schwarzenegger.
The social agenda that Arnold Schwarzenegger stands for is well to the left of the social agenda that George Bush stands for. So while he would like Arnold Schwarzenegger's support, if he isn't careful, that support could cost him with the conservatives in his own party.
And, says Kane, a political alliance with Schwarzenegger won't do the president any good if a year from now Schwarzenegger's record in office hasn't lived up to his optimistic predictions. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.